Welcome to episode 58 of Life with Mitty. This episode, we'll talk about the upcoming release of the long-awaited button to request FSD beta and what I'll be doing to increase my chances of success. All right, let's start with reviewing how this will work based on what we know so far. Either September 24th or October 1st, 2021, our cars will get a button added to the service menu to enable FSD beta. Once that button is pressed and we give permission to Tesla to monitor our driving, we'll have a 7-day period where our driving is scored using the Tesla insurance calculator. If we pass the test, sort of speak, we then get access to FSD beta. So here's some things that you can do to increase your chances. These are things I'm going to be doing. Drive. Your driving can't be scored if you don't drive during the 7 days after pressing the button. Can you drive too much? Well, I wouldn't go hours on end to try and boost the amount of data collected. I think it's going to be more important that you avoid distracted driving and bad habits than the number of miles that you drive. I'd stay with your normal routine, unless that means the car sits in the garage a lot, like for my Model Y. I don't drive to work every day. I'm now working from home and have been for the last 18 months and will be for the foreseeable future. That means I need to take time to drive every day. And I'm not just going to drive the same routes over and over again. I'll spread it out a little bit to give the car an opportunity to use autopilot as much as possible. And that's a second thing you need to be doing. Use autopilot as often as you can. I don't think it has to be navigate on autopilot or leaving traffic lights and stop sign control on. I don't think that that's going to make a difference. Use those features the way you normally use them. Elon tweeted that using autopilot gets you a good rating by the Tesla insurance calculator, so it makes sense. It also prevents some bad habits like following the car in front of you too closely, the need to slam on the brakes, that you put yourself in a position where you don't pay attention and, ooh, I got to hit the brakes, and jackrabbit starts. If you use autopilot to maintain your distance and also slow you down and speed you up, I think that's going to put you in a pretty good spot. I know sometimes autopilot acceleration can be slow to respond from a stop, yet I'm going to avoid goosing the go pedal during my 7 days of evaluation. I think doing things like this are going to give me a higher chance of being successful. For those of you like me who are on 2021.32.whatever build of software, .5.10.20, remember that driver monitoring will detect when you don't watch the road. It'll also detect when you look at your phone. I'd suggest you put your phone on the console and charge it and leave it there. If you have an older console, close the flap so you're not even tempted to reach for the phone. I think that's going to make a big difference. Now, do I think that people with driver monitoring are going to have a better chance at getting FSD beta? Nope. Why? It's not going to be a positive measurement. It's going to be a negative measurement. The number of times that you are distracted, the number of times that you look away, the number of times you look at your phone, so on, it's all going to be demerits against you getting FSD beta. So those of you like me who have driver monitoring on your cars, I don't think you can consider it either a plus or a minus. Just be aware that driver monitoring could be giving you some extra opportunities to not pass the test. And here's something all of us need to do. Keep your hand on the steering wheel, always applying slight torque. Don't get to a place where the car is frequently prompting you to pay attention. Do I know that that's going to make a difference or not? No, I don't know for sure, but it can't hurt. Here's one thing we definitely don't want to do. We don't want to land in autopilot jail. Don't goose the go pedal above 95 miles per hour for radar cars or 85 miles per hour for non-radar cars. Why? because that's the limit that autopilot will go in those two modes, whether you've got a radar car or a non-radar car. 5 miles over that ultimate limit lands you in autopilot jail immediately. You don't want to have that on your driving record. Also, don't ignore repeated warnings to torque the wheel. This is going to be very important because if you do, give it enough time, you'll end up in autopilot jail. Not a good thing to do. Pay attention. Prove that you can be an attentive driver. That's what Tesla is looking for. This is software that cannot be ignored. You need to be a tester and not just a driver. And dare I forget? Use voice commands. This is something I'm not hearing from others so far on improving your chances to get FSD beta. Using voice commands makes it easy to avoid reaching for the touchscreen to make changes to the cabin temperature and what's playing on the stereo, among other things. This is an easy one. Go out to teslavoice.glideapp.io, and if you follow me on Twitter, I provide links to this app pretty often. Just look at my tweets and replies. You'll see it there. Use the app to find those things you would normally do on the touchscreen and be ready to use your voice instead. That will help keep you attentive. That's it for this episode. I'd love to hear from some of our new listeners via Twitter at LifeMidi and via email, lifewithmidi@gmail.com. I really want to be hearing what you are going to do or avoid to get approved for FSD beta. As always, empower others. You'll never live life on empty, and we'll talk to you soon, hopefully with FSD beta.